Joining us this week on Business or Bullshit is disabled founder, investor, and award-winning campaigner for disability and inclusion rights, Celia Chartres-Aris, in the quiz seat.
So, that brings us to the favourite part of the show. That you've been absolutely wonderful. I've learnt a fortune. Is that a friend's sentence?
Are you ready? Business or bullshit? Health and safety.
Business.
Yeah?
Because?
Yeah. Is it not gone mad?
They're not extreme health and safety where, you know, carrying a biro is a fucking health and safety threat.
And you're not allowed in any building because, you know...
Oh my God, God forbid, yeah. Half and half on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, half and half. Yeah. Well, it depends. It's like, don't get rid of the basics. Like, you know, I always say, like, you know, 100 years ago when people were losing arms in, you know, sewing machines.
Meat grinders.
You know, probably we needed some rules. But now putting a sign up to say this light bulb is hot or whatever, you know, it's like, yeah.
Caution, this coffee is hot.
Yeah, best it's before almost. Dates.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
Bluffing.
Business.
How much of this podcast has been a massive bluff?
You have to big yourself up, don't you?
I agree with bluffing, but we had an episode not long ago where I was definitely slammed into the floor that you must, honesty is sort of everything.
And
I was
like, you've got the best policy, but like we were saying, focus on what you're good at and sell it, babes.
And if you're a lying toad,
oh, but don't
focus
lie.
On that.
Yeah. I think bluffing and lying, that's a loaded question. Bluffing and lying are very different things.
Yeah, if you're in a meeting and you're trying to get a business started and they say, can you do X?
You say,
there's a level to which you have to bluff. And the bluff is not quite lying, but being like, well, no, tell me more about it.
So like fake it till you make it, you mean?
Well, it's a very close line.
It would be like if they said, you know, have you got all your accounts ready? And you go, yeah, that's not lying because I can get a guy to kind of do it in the next 6 hours.
That is lying.
No, because my accounts could be ready for you tomorrow.
Not lying would be, I'll get them for you next week.
Yeah,
that's
there we go.
Lying.
That's a bluff. Don't lie, but I think you can definitely bluff yourself up, yeah.
What, like, yes, but I've got them at home.
But I actually agree. I agree, you're starting a business and you're getting invested
you
and say, are your accounts
you
ready?
Graph,
you
yeah.
might have, you know, you might not be able to think that quickly. You might say, yeah, absolutely. And what you really mean is the sort of, I'll get them for you next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
As long as you're not lying about big stuff.
It's a very tricky
don't like
line.
It.
It's a very tricky line. All right, business etiquette.
Oh, bullshit.
Mm. What do you interpret by business etiquette?
Well, exactly. That would be my kind of thing is what is, when we're talking business etiquette, are we talking we all have to wear suits and we all have to meet, you know, at lovely fancy restaurants and have a conversation over a gin and tonic and a medium rare steak? Or are we talking, you know, how do you speak to people or... But I think all of these things, it depends who you're speaking to. It depends what situation again. It depends, you know, what community you're talking to. You know, we all have to step out of our boxes a little fucking bit and adapt ourselves based on who we're having a conversation with. You can't, you know, follow a straight path every single time.
I agree. I mean, I try to think in reality, business etiquette, a lot of it would boil down to we're doing business with people is a lot of it's communication. So it would be like,
but then
hi,
from a
how are you? Rather than just give
but
me
then,
X.
From a neurodiversity perspective, I would speak to somebody differently. If they said to me, I have an additional communication need, I would then adjust how I speak to that individual. So I think what really is defining sort of, you know, let's not go deep about it, but what is etiquette? It's about adjusting yourself to make the other individual you're with feel comfortable.
I would say that's going to get fucking annoying unless emotionally intelligent people do that very well. I mean, emotionally intelligent people, which generally professional advisors are reasonably high on that spectrum because if you're an advisor, you kind of have to be. But the ability to read of the person and the room and say, oh, it's interesting how they react. You know, I have to do that all the time in my job. You do, don't you? Like, I know this character is a bit like this. A bit of an arsehole, they could be.
So, you change how you approach
But if them. I live in a world where every time you try and interact with someone, it's like a card goes across the table and it's kind of like, these are my specific things. That might be the right way to do it. I don't know, maybe that's the future if that's the information you then have to take on board and say, oh, I better adjust myself. But actually, communication... let's just take verbal communication, depends on what communication we're doing, but verbal communication is likely to be done by those with a higher emotional intelligence, maybe? Am I just fucking upsetting everyone right now?
Quite
I think
possibly,
so, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, some people might say business etiquette is kind of greed is good, lunch is for wimps, you know, the 1980s of...
If you're making money
making money is okay.
Oh, as in if you're sitting still, you're being lazy. Well, my answer would go back to, again, what I said, if you owned a shoe factory... would you work your machine into the fucking ground, not oil it, not let it rest, not care for it? No, you wouldn't. In an organization, in an SME, you are your biggest asset. So if you're putting business etiquette over caring for your biggest asset, you're not going to go very far, are you? So bullshit.
B Corps.
Business.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please defend that they're not just a kind of tick, as you say, tick box exercise.
With correct intention, they're very important. But if it is done in a tokenistic way, I think it's a load of bullshit.
But does it not encourage tokenism? Because it's very much like you do these certain things and you get a score for them.
I think accountability. So what I always talk about a lot is the difference between accountability and responsibility. We all have responsibility about how we should be behaving. What we should also be adding on top of that is accountability for the actions that we feel responsible for. And I think B Corps and things like, you know, other kind of systems that operate in the same mechanisms are an excellent way to do that, as long as you recognise that you have the responsibility and then you're not just trying to tick a box. So accountability with responsibility makes mechanisms like B Corps work. You don't have both of those elements, they turn into a load of shit.
Gosh, she's very good with her answers.
Yeah, I like it.
You do some killer
replies. I feel like that's...
I just have to go back to... I'm thinking of my mum now and her debris. Actually, I think etiquette is an amazing system. And I think I can give some examples where we don't have any etiquette at the moment and it's a problem. Mobile phones, what is the fucking etiquette? There should be an etiquette that says, put it fucking away in a meeting because you're in a meeting. The other one I think about is on airplanes. When can you put your seat back? There should be clear etiquette that it's like, you cannot put your seat back till the fucking meal is over. That's the deal.
It's such an ick of mine.
I feel there's a story there.
It's a story there for everyone. Everyone's been there.
Whose go is it?
I don't know.
You haven't done one for ages.
Should we try? What about gardening leave? You got any thoughts on gardening leave?
Business,
yeah.
Yeah,
being a gardening leave. What is gardening leave?
So gardening leave, for those that don't know, are perhaps those that have voluntarily, not so voluntarily, decided to leave their positions at work, and there is an opportunity for that individual to receive some kind of payment and take some time off away from the organisation, perhaps before they start their new job.
Their new competitive position.
Their new competitive position, where basically they're trying to work out their contract, which says you must not work for a competitor for the next following 6 months. I think it's brilliant.
I think
it's literally good for you.
I think it's literally like winning the lottery.
It must
it's
be.
So not. I'm sorry, good but it's you. Just not.
Oh, well, get the paddle out.
Get the paddle out.
Bullshit. speaking as an existing lawyer who works with a lot of startups, if I was put on gardening leave, I'd be fucked because all my clients would go elsewhere. Like, it's a really easy way of screwing somebody's kind of career up because. You fire them, you put them on garden leave for 6 months.
But then they can't sit in a garden for 6 months and think about what you're going to do next.
Which would be great and would be lovely, but actually it would fuck my practice.
True. I think maybe business or bullshit, depending on your...
Which sector
you're in. Yeah.
Wait, I've got some good ones.
I've got one.
Go on then.
Investment TV shows.
Business, love them.
Yeah.
Love them. But I work in the investment space, so I'm going to love it.
And last but not least, TikTok.
Fucking business.
Is it? It's you're pro TikTok.
I'm so pro TikTok. Oh, fuck the Americans trying to ban TikTok. I love every at so much. Maybe I'm coming at this from a millennial Gen Z perspective.
You are very much.
Yeah, this is unusual. Social media, we think it's poison us old people.
Social media gets so much fucking slack for what it does and you know, the kind of conversations it has. Some of it is shit and some of social media is really awful and can have detrimental impacts on people's lives. But social media, what are we sat doing right now? Are we not doing something that goes out on social media?
Yeah, we are.
As an educational and awareness piece.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I'm looking at TikTok, you know, I'm flicking through all the bullshit and the crap. Look at my new skirt. I love that. I'm going to absorb it. But I think we live in a society of quick communication. And I think it's so wonderful that we have created a universal mechanism that people can access information, where previously those that could access the internet and emails were reserved for the rich and the privileged.
Get over yourself. It's a bit like when someone said to me, "Oh, we won't be able to write soon. We won't be able to write soon." I'm like, who fucking cares?
Oh God, now we don't send pigeons.
I saw a thing on Twitter.
All right,
I saw a thing on X the other day, right?
No, it's called Twitter.
Thank you. I saw a thing on Twitter, which was some guy who, to be fair, his dad had just died, and he was like, you know, my dad wrote a thing before he died about growing up in the 1930s and how, you know, every day he and his mates would go to the local field and listen to the birds sing and look at the fish in the stream. And I thought to myself, oh my fucking God, thank God I wasn't born in the 30s.
But do you know what I think about that? And I'm like... Yeah. I can still do that if I wanted to, but now I have the option to do something more fun.
Nice for 20 minutes, right? But then maybe like a TV show.
It does have a dark side.
In this country, trademarks, you can't hold on to them. I can't speak for all countries unless you trade under them. So as he's not trading as Twitter anymore, at some point soon, you can register Twitter and set up twitter.com. And start again and leverage the brand, because after
the
he
big brains
ceased,
are in the room, that is
well,
a very
after
good
he
point.
Ceased trading. I mean, someone, if you're going to make any money out of this, help me out. But you've got a couple of years.
Yeah, our email addresses.
And then they would just say, fuck you, you can't. So he will have to keep trading as Twitter somehow.
But I know how he's doing it. When you type www.twitter, it goes straight to X.
That's a forward. That's not trading as Twitter. But is he X formerly Twitter, maybe?
Ooh, good
somewhere
shout.
On his website.
No, you're not allowed, because he really, you're not allowed to call it, like, there
you
is nothing
banned,
on the
ironically.
Website.
Ironically.
Know him personally. Had a bad experience.
A big, big thank you to Celia for joining us this week, and we'll be back next Tuesday with a brand new episode. In the meantime, have a great weekend.